This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Tuesday, July 27th. Tuesday's weather will fit the mold for most of this week. Sunny, humid, and hot. According to the National Weather Service, we can expect a high of 94 degrees in the Cedar Rapids area with sunny skies. The sky will remain clear Tuesday evening with a low of 73 degrees. After more than a half year of decline, the number of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in Iowa has been increasing in recent weeks, despite widespread availability of a vaccine. With large public gatherings such as RAGBRAI and the Iowa State Fair looming, and another school year set to start in roughly 2 months, public health officials are expressing concern that the trend could worsen. Their message in response echoes in unison. If you have not already, get the COVID-19 vaccine. Nearly all new hospitalizations from COVID-19, more than 97% nationwide, are of unvaccinated individuals, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. After a good start, Iowa's vaccination efforts have stalled in recent months, lingering at 55% for those aged 12 and older. The emergence of the COVID-19 Delta variant has added to public health officials' consternation. The new variant appears to be even more transmissible than the original virus and appears to be having a greater impact on young people. Linn County Public Health is offering $50 Walmart gift cards to residents receiving the COVID-19 vaccine at walk-in clinics taking place this week. Public health officials are offering the COVID-19 vaccine to eligible residents aged 12 years and older at 5 Cedar Rapids Community School District schools through Friday. The gift card offer is one of the first major incentive programs offered locally since the shots became widely available earlier this year. All occupants safely escaped a North Liberty fire on Sunday. The North Liberty Fire Department was called to a fire at 2:13 p.m. Sunday at 1557 Bird Drive. Authorities said neighbors had discovered a fire outside of the home and alerted the residents. Crews knocked down the fire, which sped through the eaves and into the attic of the townhouse. It was brought under control within 26 minutes of firefighters arriving on scene. A cat was also rescued. Iowa announced contract extensions for 9 of its head coaches on Monday. The 9 coaches receiving contract extensions were men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey, wrestling coach Tom Brands, women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter, soccer coach Dave Delaney, field hockey coach Lisa Salucci, softball coach Renee Gillespie, baseball coach Rick Heiler, women's golf coach Megan Menzel, and women's tennis coach Sasha Schmid. With the Iowa football season rapidly approaching, there will be more Hawkeye news to come soon. If you want to have the latest football insights emailed directly to you, sign up to Leah Vann's exclusive weekly Talkin' Hawks newsletter at thegazette.com/hawks.